Live Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Cindy Bentley, who's back to discuss Know Your Soul Path. Cindy is an intuitive, a healer, and an author, and she is going to speak with us today about connecting with your higher self and how that works and how you can determine the best way to go forward after the connection. Thanks for joining us, Cindy.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm very excited about talking. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, you know, and
right.
I live here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I think I'm snowed in for the day.
Really?
Yeah. It snowed a lot yesterday, but it's starting to snow again today, and so.
Oh my goodness.
So this is great. This is a great day to sit inside and do a radio show, and
it's
a great time. It's a great time for introspection, and I've been doing this work for about 15 years. And you and I spoke before when my book first came out in 2012. And there's a lot going on the planet, as you well know, a lot of changes, a lot of energetic changes, and my goal and my intention is to help people wake up to the truth of their soul. And so,
well, this is a time to do that. This is it's never been a better time, actually. It used to be really hard to wake up. There were, I don't know if you knew about some of the people in Atlanta in the 60s that were doing channeling work, but they had to go unconscious, and it was just really hard, and they had all sorts of aches and pains and horrible, you know, trials to do this work. But now it's relatively easy.
Yes, and you're exactly right. And even in the 90s, I was studying this and clearing all my energy bodies so that I could do the work. And I was dazed. I couldn't get out of the bed physically.
Yeah, right.
and we are divinely supported now. We have so much help because Gaia is ascending, and we're part of her. And the universe continuously amps. It's like in a roller coaster ride right now. Have you recognized that?
Yeah, I want to remind people, too, that all of the major religions talk about this time. I mean, you know, people may say, well, you know, I don't really see anything different, and the world's still in chaos, and, you know, I don't know if this is really happening here. But just remember, all the world's religions talk about this in different ways. But I think that it's important to understand we really are in kind of historical times.
Yes. And our soul agreed to be here at this time. This was a divine intentions of our soul, and each of us carry a mission for this time. And it's our responsibility to wake up to what this is. And I'm finding a lot of people in the beginning are not happy. You know, there's a lot of unhappiness with people because they keep telling me there's something I'm supposed to do, and I don't know what it is.
Right.
I've heard this for the past. I just don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I know it's not pushing paper every day. I know it's not what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that there's a disassociation to what their soul, because there's so many distractions. And what I'm trying to teach people, and I'm working on a new book called Unlimited Being. You know, my first book was Celestial Being, and this one's Unlimited Being. And it really talks to people's soul on how they can honor exactly what they are and recognize their power. And one of the things that's happened on this planet when we were in 3D and duality and fear and judgment is that we gave up our responsibility of taking care of ourselves and listening to our soul and let somebody else do it for us. And that's no longer appropriate in this world, as you well know. We're making changes, and each of us need to recognize that we are here for a purpose. And so I have some steps that I teach people to do. One of the things that I have found in my work, because I do clearing work every day, so all over the world, people call me and say, I've heard about you. I don't advertise. I can't. I've heard about you, and I need some help. I'm stuck. I hear that a lot, and I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. And so what I'm finding in my work is that, and I discovered this about a year and a half ago and added it to my list, is that people have not learned how to truly love themselves. Mm-hmm. Lots of people have programs, issues, and insecurities that cause them not to love themselves. And once you learn how to honor yourself, respect yourself, and trust your intuition and trust that voice in your soul, you start living a much better life, a much happier, joyful life.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there's an even higher frequency. I just found this out the other day with a part of the protection that I've learned recently is holding that frequency of joy and love. And that keeps some of the negativity away. And people need to sit in the silence every day. I tell my clients, I can clear this energy field, but number one, we have free will on this planet. So I can't continuously clear your negative thoughts, nor can I make you connect with your soul every day.
Mm-hmm.
But as you connect with your soul, you intuitively recognize that there's things you should be doing. There's things you need to have. And with that, you start loving yourself more. You start doing things. I'm still working on it. I've had to do that. As you go to different levels of awakening, I've had to let go of things and change some of the way that I do things, because I recognized that it was irritating to my energy fields. And so there's certain things in my work that I've had to allow, because, you know, I think, oh, I have to do all this and I have to do that, and I've got to keep that cell phone on, and I've got to answer right away. And I've learned that I'm a much better person if I take time out. Not only I sit in the silence a couple hours a day, but the other thing is being balanced to bring in the joy and the love. So there's things I do. Dancing brings in a lot of joy and love. A lot of things I do to know that I'm balanced and I'm not just here doing my mission. But it also enhances me when I'm working with other people, because I cannot tell someone how to love themselves if I'm not taking care of myself and loving me.
Mm-hmm.
And that has really made a shift just over the past few months. So we are divine beings, and we manifest out of each thought form. So as we sit in a daily lifestyle, that whatever we're doing, and negative thoughts come in, our thoughts that are not of the highest order, they continuously pile up until we sit and get centered and release and allow them to go away. And we are so powerful, so very powerful, we can change that thought form to something higher, to a higher frequency vibration of joy and love. And once you reach into a higher frequency, because you're manifesting from each thought form, that energetic frequency brings to you the same frequency. So you're attracting more love and joy as you yourself produce it inside of you from your heart and soul. Then it comes back to you. It's part of, you know, the Abraham books with Esther Hicks. She's talked for years about the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been hearing this everywhere, the law of attraction. But people need to do it and recognize. And I know they wrote a book, Esther channeled a book on living in the vortex and mm-hmm. staying in the vortex, because if you stay in high joy, you're going to bring it to yourself. But you have to learn to release the negative thought forms, because mm-hmm. we're gigantic divine beings, much bigger than we can ever recognize right now. And I do love that book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers by Anne mm-hmm. Kagan. Annie Kagan.
Yeah,
and
I interviewed her.
Yeah, oh gosh, I love that book. And there's so many profound statements that Billy made after he went to the other world. And mm-hmm. these profound statements are so true. And I'm very happy she's doing well with that book. It's just magnificent yeah. teaching tool for people.
Yeah, Kent Boxberger has a Law of Attraction group at the center in Dunwoody at Plasticos every Wednesday. So if anybody's interested in studying that in Atlanta, he's a good teacher of that.
And I encourage people to join that group, because working together, you can enhance that joyful energy together. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good, attracting the same to you.
Right. They've had a lot of success in that group, changing their lives significantly.
Yes.
Whatever you put your attention on manifests. So if you put your intention on getting a more balanced and better life for yourself, that's what manifests.
Exactly. And I just read recently a channel from Archangel Michael, and he again said the three most important things are intentions, focus on your intention, and then mm-hmm. giving gratitude.
Right.
Because once you have the intention, it's in your energy fields, and you need to give gratitude that you're manifesting it, because that is a high-frequency energy that can assist you in manifesting.
And if you really want to study that, Greg Braden wrote a book years ago called The Isaiah Effect, that really looks at that idea in detail. The Isaiah Scroll.
Yes, and I've got that on my shelf right now. That's something I've read.
It's an excellent book.
Yes, it is. And he lives out here up in Taos.
Right,
so
he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I interview Greg all the time. He's a very prolific writer, as you know.
Yes, he's got another new book out.
I think we have one. Yeah, we have him on to do that book, too, yeah.
What's the name of that book?
You know, I'm not sure. I'd have to take a look at my schedule.
I just read it on Facebook that he had released it, so that's great. And so I'm just being very elementary right now, trying to help people, because I know I have mm-hmm. a lot of people that I'm working with now. And one of the things, and I'll talk more about what I've done in my life, I recognize that I could not go any further in my practice as an energy practitioner where I was. I was not divinely supported I was divinely supported, but I got to a block where I knew that in order to enhance my work, I had to leave Atlanta. And mm-hmm. I trusted my soul. There was a lot of intuitive work that I had to do with myself
mm-hmm.
and trust what I was guided to do. A lot of people still have problems if you don't love yourself and if you don't feel that connection to your divine soul. Then you let your head come in, and that head is very good about producing fear and trying mm-hmm. to make you say, it tries to protect you. And there's a little ego in there also. But if mm-hmm. you can let go of that and just do, I mean, I loaded up the van, told everybody I was moving to New Mexico, and I had no place to live. But I knew I had to go, and I knew I had to do it. So I've been here I'll be soon 4 years, and my life has blossomed so much. And every time I get to a point where I need to let go, something new comes in. When I can let go of something, something new comes in that is manifesting. And I'm like, okay. And one of the things I heard recently is there's a new gateway that's opened up, that we are allowed now to travel to even higher frequencies if we will do it. And I've got some, you know, October and December were pretty intense energies. And what happens is as we allow things come up inside of us that are density. And so what we're trying to do is release the density, the negative things. There's programs. There are implants. There's things that we've been compromised with. We've been highly compromised for many, many thousands of years. And these things are coming up for us to release. And I tell people, if you've got to cry, that's a gift. Do not try to figure out why you have to cry. Just cry it out. Let it go and be thankful it's gone. And that, once it's gone, it opens you up to a higher frequency, and you can hold that much better. But sometimes, you know, people have this thing about, I can't leave my job, I won't have any money, I can't leave my husband, he needs me too bad, I have to do all this for my children, they can't help themselves. But what you're doing is you're mirroring yourself. And everyone that comes in contact with us are helping us to release these programs and issues and everything that needs to go so that we can navigate our life from the divine soul light being that's the truth of who we are. You know, I hope everybody recognizes that they are spiritual divine beings, very, very powerful. I'm sure you've talked about that. And learning about our power is about loving yourself. Learning about our power is about trusting your divine self. One of the things I do every day of my life, I wake up, I'm thinking, I've got a new day here, and I know that everything I do today will be in divine order. My intentions are to live in divine order. I focus on divine order, and I'm so thankful for the magic of divine order, because this little head of mine could not imagine some of the wonderful things that manifest, some of the synchronicity that manifests, just by stepping aside from my head and following my heart and soul. I find a lot of joy in things showing up. I'm sure you do that also, Susan, when things show up and you're in synchronicity and it's like, wow, why would I ever want to live any other way when this is so magical? It's just little things, things I need in the house or things that people that show up, it's just amazing.
It is. It really is. And it's increasing in intensity, too.
Yes, it is. And that brings more joy. It was so funny. I do some traveling around the planet. A lady who read my book, who runs she does a healing work on sacred places around the planet. And she called me, and she said, you're my sister. And she's from London, England. She had come to live in New Mexico for a couple of years and found my book and said, we're sisters, and you need to help me on my sacred journeys. And, of course, I said, okay. And we talked. And so I'm doing a fifth journey with her this year to Peru and Bolivia for the spring equinox. And it's already filled. We have waiting lists, and we try not to take more than about 12 or 14 people, and it has to be people who are divinely orchestrated to go with us, and it's true. But as soon as I wrote the checks and bought as soon as I wrote a check and then booked my flight, I had the intentions that this is what I'm going to do. Then all of a sudden, within 2 days, I had six sessions booked. So it's really an amazing thing when once you set your intentions, how the universe supports you when you step forward thinking, well, some people say, well, I may not have enough money to do this, or I may not have a place to live if I do that. But that's not trusting the that's not trusting your divine being. When you trust and you know that you want to live a life of magic and that trusting of who you are and loving who you are, you know that only the best will happen. And so as you let go of trying to figure it out for yourself, magic, things show up. It's just really good. And I tell myself all the time, I mean, I would never want to live any other way. And I have people, I have a few friends that they don't understand this. And I have people, and I know that everyone will have times when they'll have naysayers that will say to them, oh, you can't do that. Oh, that's impossible. How could you, you're dreaming. Oh, you're in illusion. You're delusional. Now, I've heard this one. I've got this one before. I don't know if you have too. You're kind of delusional. And I'm like, no, I'm not. This is the truth. I know this is true, and it'll happen. This is not the best for you. And I'm like, well, I think it is. I think you're wrong. And so what I've had to do for some people, you have to move away from people who can't come with you. And that's
true.
That's really hard.
That's right.
You have to move away from people who can't support you.
Yeah, and a lot of times family dynamics shift when you wake up. You find some family members that you're drawn to and others that you have to kind of not spend so much time with.
Oh, yes. And I've had old friends that I have to say, I'm sorry, you know, I'm busy. Or just spend just a little bit of time with them. But, and then we find people, I know people try to connect into, instead of getting it for themselves, they try to connect into you to take it from you.
Right.
And you have to be really aware of the feeders. I call them the feeders. And they see how much joy and how much magic you have in your life, and they want part of it. And they're not willing to do the work to get it from themselves. They're too insecure.
Right.
They're still listening
to
the mind chatter. So we each have to be very aware of these people who are trying to take our energy, who try to keep us from who we are. And it's a tough, that's a toughie. Letting go of people, moving on. But what happens is, in the long run, we're all one. And if you can hold that light and hold that vibration and that frequency, you are mirroring to them. You are showing the way for them. If you lower yourself to be in alignment with them, then they cannot learn. They cannot grow. And so each of us, the people that come into our lives, we have to be the one to be the one of light and the one of joy and love and let them see the truth of who we are. And with that frequency and joy, they can start to learn for themselves and let go. And I still tell people, in order to get where you want to go, you've got to honor that you are a soul, divine light being. And part of that honoring is taking time to sit in the silence and listen. You know, I think we all did in the 80s, did the TM meditation and had a mantra and had meditate on all these things, glorious things we wanted. But what I tell people to do is just, they think it's too hard. You know, I've heard that excuse so much. I don't have time and it's too hard. I don't hear anything. Nobody tells me anything when I go. And I'm like, no, it's not like that. All you need to do is, number one, hold that intention that I am going to sit, I'm turning off everything, my cell phone, the internet, I'm turning off everything, and I'm going to sit in the silence, and I'm going to honor my soul. I'm going to honor the truth of my soul. And one of the things I do is I ask, and I give people guides. I douse a big sheet of guides from Doreen Virtue's list of masters and archangels and ascended masters. And when I get done with them, I say, now these are your masters and archangels. These you call in every day as you sit in the silence. And like before I started the show today, I did a meditation and I called in Thoth to help me. He's one of my guides. I spent many, many lifetimes with Sekhmet and Thoth working in Egyptian temples. And I know that. I spent some gigantic healing time in Egypt. And every day, even though these masters and archangels and Thoth and their signature frequencies, they're all pieces of God just like we are, but they're at a higher vibrational level. And what they can do, now that we're able to hold a higher frequency, they connect into us. And when we have an intention that this is what we need to feel or want to have, or just show me the way. You know, sometimes, today I was like, let me say the right words. Let me be the right frequency for this show. And I trust that that is exactly what is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so I sit in silence, and I don't, sometimes I hear, I'll allow them to talk to me, but not always are you going to hear words. But you need to trust your intuition, and you need to trust what's coming out of your heart and soul. And sometimes it's a little emotional. If you feel very happy, or if you feel a little very passionate about something, that's showing you that you're moving in the right direction, that your guides and your masters are answering you through this emotion of feeling good. Do you agree with me on that one, Susan?
Yeah.
That feeling good is like a direction. And years ago, Carol O'Connell, who's at Unity North, been a great Unity minister in Atlanta, wrote a book about joy, as joy is your directional guide. Joy is your, joy directs you to where you need to go. And so does the studying the law of attraction. They say joy shows you that you're making the right moves, that you're navigating your life in the correct direction. But also when magic shows up. So you sit in the silence trusting that you're giving this intention, you're stopping all the distractions. And that's another thing about this planet and this world, and especially the United States that we live in, is that there's so many distractions. And when I'm talking about distractions, it's the TV, you know, so much mail, email, there's so many distractions. So you can get busy. And I'm a Virgo girl, so I know about being busy. Mm-hmm. And we can get busy with busy things rather than allowing ourselves to just be with ourselves. So I tell people, the thing about being in the silence is that you're not only honoring your heart and soul, you're letting go of all these distractions. And when you come back to wholeness, when you come back to being the truth of your soul, you start letting go of a lot of the distractions, because you recognize then that these are not serving you. they're not enhancing your life. I mean, I don't have a TV. If there's something I really want to watch, I'll watch YouTube or something. And people, some of the people that do not understand what I'm doing, they're like, I mean, you don't, they said, be sure to watch that on TV if I go to the gym or something. I said, well, I don't have a TV. And there's just a lot of things that we waste time, mindless things. And we watch or listen or we do things just to be busy. And during that time, we're not thinking. We're not, we're just doing. And it's very important to stop all the mind chatter, to stop all the distractions, and sit in the silence. I cannot tell people how important, you know, if somebody calls me back for a follow-up session, the first thing I ask, I say, well, how long do you sit in the silence every day? How long do you sit there? What guides do you call in? Because we're at a higher frequency, we're having more and more guidance, and it's so easy for them to connect in with us now. So magic is there. I've had people, mothers talk a lot of recently, mothers very distraught about their children and how they're not doing what they think they should do. As you know how that is. Mothers worry. And I have to tell people many times, even if someone's in jail, that we all signed up for this. And there's a big picture. And unless you sit in the silence and start trusting the big picture, you're going to start questioning what's happening. And when people come to me with these issues with their kids, I say, this child is on their own path. You birthed this child. You're doing all that you can do. But it's up to this child, this soul, to learn and do whatever it is they need to do. There's a higher, much higher organization of learning and teaching. Maybe they go to jail so that they can teach other people in jail. Maybe they're doing this job so that they're the only bright light that's there. But it's their business and their job, their soul job. So what I tell people is, if you start judging anybody, even people you love, if you start judging, then you're dropping your frequency back into 3D, because three-dimensional living is all about judgment, fear, duality, and lack. Agree, Susan?
Yes,
it's all about what is an illusion, because in the truth, we're all living at a higher divine soul level than ever before. So we have to let go of judging. And we have to let go of, even when I'm driving down the road, and I used to, there's some really bad drivers around here. And Atlanta had good drivers. We all were kind of in sync because it was so much traffic. Well, there's not that much traffic in Santa Fe, but everybody... It pulls out, you know. So I've let that go now, and I just say, God bless them and help them not to hurt it themselves or anyone else.
Right.
I have to say that rather than saying, judging them about being the worst driver. Oh my God, they don't know what they're doing. What a terrible driver. So I'm somewhere out, and somebody's, I'm so aware of food now. I'm really into nutrition and the water and everything. And it's hard to look at what people eat sometimes and say, oh my God, I can't believe they're eating that. So letting go of judgment is happening in every moment. So living in the moment of your soul and not judging yourself, number one. And then not judging other people. Because if you learn to love yourself, you're not going to be judging so much. You're letting yourself, you're kind to yourself. And as you sit in the silence and know more about who you are, things start manifesting. There's certain foods I will not eat anymore. I used to have, living in Atlanta, I was a Starbucks addict. I will definitely tell you that. And when I worked at Northside Hospital for 32 years, on the way there, I'd pass 3 or 4 Starbucks, and mm-hmm. I'd get my first one and then refill it on the way there. And now I can't even drink coffee. I mean, it's just like, mm-hmm. oh, no. Because I know also that it is very dehydrating.
Right.
I like to smell it. I just don't want to drink it. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of things. As a little girl, I didn't eat meat. And I ate meat, but I didn't eat pork for a long time. And then I didn't eat meat as soon as I went into right out of college. And I didn't know. I was just trusting. There's a lot of things about me as I was growing up, as I look now, that I kind of was different. I always felt different. And now it's like the world has caught up with me, and that difference is okay. So mm-hmm. each of us are different in our own way. And there's things that we've done in childhood, as teenagers, that we didn't recognize why we were doing it. And sometimes there's things that happen to us that cause us to be more awake and more aware of what's going on in our life. One of my children, raising kids is a really intense thing for a woman to do in this life, in this world. And recently I had a daughter that came and stayed a week with me, and I hadn't really had any time with her in almost 4 years, but she had changed, and I did a lot of prayer work for her, but she had changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. And we sat in divine vibration, her telling me how much she loved me all the time. It was just a matter of allowing her to be what she was, learn what she needed to learn, and then reconnect. And this can happen with a lot of people in your life. If you can step away from the judgment and just allow them to see what you are, you know, mm-hmm. send them encouragement, do what you need to do, but step away so that they can come back to you and feel good about what they are. And with that, you start giving them encouragement. Hey, that's great. You're doing great. And that helps them to grow bigger and better love for themselves. Because that's what we want for everybody. We want everybody to learn how to love themselves. It's a giant yeah. step. And in loving yourself, you start trusting yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, that's very important.
Yes.
I find that in a lot of chronic disease, especially autoimmune disease, lack of love.
Yes. Well, I had a white cell count of 2,300. I was going to an oncologist before I left Atlanta.
Hmm.
And when I checked this past year for my physical, my white cells were 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so I teach people that if you're not supporting yourself, if you're not being supported, then physically things happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're exactly right. So I could not tell people to love themselves until I did everything I needed to do to take care of me. And that's what we each need to realize, that we're here first to take care of ourselves. And this place has been so, the energies are so supportive for me, and Santa's just perfect. And when my daughter came, she says to me, "Well, Mom, I know why you're here. It's like everybody's like you."
Right.
They're all like you. She says, you're like one of them. I said, I know. It's like I came home to my family here. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I even tried going to different some churches here and different things. But I found that some people just not in alignment with how I believe. So I have to be strong in my beliefs. And each of us need to be strong in our beliefs.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I'm
going to look at my little notes.
So when is your book coming out?
Well, it'll probably be another year.
Okay.
Because it's got to be edited. I've got all the things coming together, and I've been writing, and I've got notebooks full, and then I'll put it all together, and then of course I've got a girl here in Santa Fe that wants to help get it published. So I've just got to get on it. But sometimes, Susan, as you know, we have things in our lives that keep us. I've been going through letting go more and more too. So it's what I would have written 6 months ago is not what I'm writing now. It's the darndest thing. Things are changing so fast.
Yeah, they are.
It's amazing. But I'm happy that I'm here at this time on this planet. It's really amazing. So I don't know if anybody out there, I would love to do a meditation with the listening audience and do a little healing meditation. Do you think that would be possible?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay. So I'm going to ask everybody that's listening in to take a deep breath and breathe into your heart and soul. Keep breathing in, and I want you to recognize that connection and feel that heart and all the information that the heart and soul has for you. Know that your soul has lived many lifetimes so that the soul would have the information needed for you in this lifetime. So you can trust it, because you are divine. So sit there and breathe another divine love, divine joy, high frequency love into your heart and soul. And now I want you to take yourself, leave your physical body, and take yourself and your soul to where you were before you came to this planet, before you incarnated here. And in this place, there's nothing but love and joy and support. And you can feel yourself just flying with joy, the biggest joy you've ever known. And this is the truth of who you are. And you can look down on planet Earth, and your physical body is sitting here resting. And here you are, being the truth of your soul, knowing and feeling and merging with your higher self, being all that you can be. And now we're going to look down at this physical body. And actually, there are four bodies that are vibrating at a certain level. And we're going to clear these bodies. So first, we're going to pull up your mental body, with all the distractions and all the chatter, in any programs, behaviors, habits, patterns, all the negative patterns, all the negative behaviors, let them go. We're going to call in Saint Germain's violet flame to burn away all the negativity that flows through your mind, and all the negative thought forms that flow through your mind. We're going to ask that all these be burned away. and your mental body is now clear. And we give great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now we're going to your emotional body and all the trapped emotions and all the sadness and all the fear and all the false stories, all the stories that are not the truth of your soul, you can now let go of. Keep letting it go. Ooh, that's a lot. Keep letting it go. And Saint Germain is burning it away in the violet flame. And Archangel Michael is here with us with a blue flaming sword to cut away all the cords that may be holding you back, the negative attachments, emotional attachments are all cut away so that you could be whole in your emotional body. And now we take your spiritual body. First we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the clearing of the emotional body. And now we go to the spiritual body. And we let go of all that is not the truth of our soul and the truth of our spirit and the truth of our divine being can now merge and our higher self can give information and to our heart and soul, our guidance. So we let go of all the spiritual blocks, issues, stories, connections that are not the truth of who we are. And we burn these in the violet flame and heal our spiritual body. There's some people there that have some deep-rooted sadness in their spirit. We need that sadness to be transmuted to light and love. All the sadness so that you can feel the truth of your spiritual body and know that you are a spiritual being. And we let it go. Now we're going into your physical body and the joint pains and the pain in your shoulders and the pains in your head, all the things in your physical body that are bringing you dis-ease, we now let it go. We let go of all the things in your physical body and burn this in the violet flame that do not serve you. And now we want to pull in a new idea of honoring your physical body, of knowing the responsibility of caring for this temple of your soul. And we want this to be your intentions, to care with the physical body, with your food, exercise, being in nature, all the things that the physical body blends with Gaia to be part of her. We ask only the best to come forward. And all else is burned in the violet flame. We thank you, thank you, thank you for this. And now these four bodies overlap, and they're vibrating at a higher level. Everything is vibrating. And you're looking down at your body, and now you know it's time to come home, filled, and fill up all of you and your soul, bringing home the joy and the love that you knew before you came to planet Earth. And you infuse that soul into your four bodies. And now you're whole. And we give great thanks for your clear and open awakening, for your clear channel of divine order as you surrender and allow in every day. So take a deep breath, breathe it in, step on the ground, And I'm asking each of you, you can open your eyes when you feel like it. Drink lots of water, lots of water. And enjoy your day.
Well, thank you for that.
Yes, yes. And that's remembering who you are, the light and joy.
We're coming up at the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information?
Yes. I'm Cindy Bentley. My email is cbentleyrn@aol.com. I have a website. It's called dnareconnection.com. Or you can go cindybentley.com. And I have two websites. They all come merge together. And you can contact me. I work on FaceTime or Skype all over the place. What I do with people, I get their information. And now, changed up over the couple of years, I get their information, and then I do this research and the clearing of all their energy fields, type up a four-page report, and email it to you. And then we talk and get together on Skype or phone and go over the report. And I will be back in Atlanta. I come to Atlanta about once a year. I'll be back in Atlanta the end of July for a couple of weeks, and I'll post that. And if anybody wants to be on my newsletter, I send it out quarterly to keep people up to date. You can email me your information, and I'll put you on my newsletter also.
And if you want to do Noetic Science, if you're back the third Thursday of the month, just let us know here.
Oh, yes, I can do that in July.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Cindy.
Thank you for having me, Susan. I hope everyone enjoyed and got some great clearing work done today.
Yeah, I think they did. Well, we've been interviewing Cindy Bentley, Know Your Soul Path. Look out for Cindy's book next year. We'll have her back on the show for that book. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Melissa Escaro, Intentions, A Mindset Reset, Guide to Happiness. And then Dr. Kedar Prasad, Fight Heart Disease with Vitamins and Antioxidants on the 14th, Valentine's Day. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.